it's fun to watch it because you can see him go through his reads, you can see him look guys off, you can see him pump and come back to check downs. It's pretty cool what he can do. We've seen it, you know, I've seen it every year I've been here, and he's still got everything he's had, you know, since he first got in. So we got to make sure we're ready to go and making sure it's not too easy for him.
He's favoring Michael Thomas a lot lately. What do you see on film at
him? I think he's big, he's strong, he can run. And I don't think he gets enough credit for, you know, his ability. I think, you know, you look at him and what he's done, you know, last year he's over 1,000 yards as a rookie, and it's not something that's easy to do. So we got to make sure we know who he is because it's a big target for him, and he's a big target for good reason.
Well, did you want to decide what kind of like running back that they're going to use, Adrian or Ingram? How do you guys prepare for who's going to be in there?
Well, you know, they all have different skill sets, and you got to be ready for all of them, you know. Everybody knows Adrian Peterson for, you know, what he is. He's a great running back. He's big. He's explosive. He can hit a home run on any play. You know, Mark can do a little bit out of the backfield as well as run inside the tackles. And he's another guy on their team that I don't think gets the credit he deserves. He was over 1,000 yards last year. I think he was top five in yards per carry. And then, you know, Alvin Kamara is inside, outside. He's dangerous in the passing game out of the backfield. So they got three guys that are all unique and both all dangerous.
When you look at the film, no touchdowns get out of the first two. Mm-hmm. What's working so well?
Well, I think everybody's just doing their job, really, and that's what it comes down to on defense is everybody is in their spot, everybody's doing their job, everybody's being coachable, and Coach Wilkes has called some good plays for us. So, you know, it's a group of guys, and I think the defensive line, I talked about it the first few weeks, those guys are playing great, and when those guys are playing as well as they are right now and in the rotation as deep as it is, it makes everyone's job easier.
Cam said going up against the defense, it's amazing to, like, listen to communication. Mm-hmm. Between the guys. How much of that is just being together and letting that build, and how much is just something that natural that you have with these guys?
Well, I just think it takes time with everyone, and when you get a majority of your guys back from the previous year, it makes it easier. And then when you bring in, you know, guys like Pep and Mike Adams and Cap, the transition's not as difficult because they're older veteran guys that understand football and understand, you know, how the game works and what they need to do. And Cap was obviously in the system before, so those guys figured it out. But the more you're around each other, the more you talk in meetings and in practice and even off the field, it helps a lot.
Peter Schrager from NFL Network to follow up called you guys the best defense in the NFL.
Are you guys the best?
Hey, we got a long way to go. It's week two. You know, we've done a good job so far, but you know, we need to keep playing hard, keep doing our job, and we're gonna do the best we can and see what happens.
What does Jacoby have to do this year against guys like James and Darrell that he maybe didn't have to counter?
I just think that those two guys have a better understanding of what's going on with our defense and where they need to be and how they need to play stuff. And I think that's probably the biggest thing. I don't think he's going to really alter what he does. He's Drew Brees. I think he's kind of got it figured out on what he needs to do to be successful. But those two guys have learned a lot. They've grown a lot. And they've done a good job for us this year.
Luke, you guys have plenty of leaders on this team, but not having Khalil and Greg out there for multiple practices. What's that like? And then who else do you see stepping up?
Well, I think, you know, we've been in situations like that before with different guys, and I think the thing that's good about our team is guys will just step up. And, you know, you look at, you know, the guys on our team, Ed's been in situations where he's caught a lot of balls before, and that helps us a lot. And, you know, Tyler played a lot at the end of last year, so it's not like there's guys that are unfamiliar with the position. Obviously, you know, you miss those two guys that are big deals in this locker room, big deals on this team, really good players. You know, obviously you're gonna miss having them around, but luckily for us, we have two guys that can step in and do a good job. But you miss having those guys around. They're a big part of what we do, and we hope both of them get back soon.
You've seen Brees make big plays all over the time. Is there one when you get on the field that's just left you going, wow?
Yeah, I mean, he sees stuff so fast, and he sees stuff before the play, and, you know, he sees stuff, and he'll check out his stuff and put him in position, and when you think you got a good defense on, and he changes protection, he changes the play, and it's 1, 2, 3, and then it's 15 yards, and, you know, drop back, and it's fun to play against him and Matt and Jameis, because those guys do so much before the snap, and they understand the game and where to look to get guys off routes and stuff. So it's fun against these guys, but it's also a lot more difficult.